So normally distractions are the main obstacle to our Dharma practice. Okay. Distractions, meditation, they're opposites. So, you know, if someone were to ask us, would you like, do you want to make progress in your meditation practice? Even quick progress. And we'd be like, yes, I really want to. Okay, great. Then what we need to do is apply effort to stop our mind from wandering to contaminated objects. Okay, and keep it focused on the meaning of the preliminary prayers as we're reciting them, and then on the objects of meditation. The more single-pointed is our concentration, the more quickly we will gain realizations. So perhaps you know it was in at the 2013 International Fall Festival in Portugal, Venerable Geshe-la gave the transmission of this practice, and I'm now reading from his teaching. As I have said, all these practices should be done with single-pointed concentration, completely free from distraction. Distractions are the enemy of contemplation and meditation. Keeping this enemy of distraction in our mind, while at the same time trying to engage in recitation, contemplation, and meditation, we will never make any progress in our Dharma practice. If we are distracted while reciting prayers, thinking or meditating, we will never achieve any good results. Yeah, even when reciting prayers, we know it's very easy to be distracted reciting prayers, especially if we're very familiar with them, right? Because, let's say, for example, liberating prayer. We do this beautiful prayer all the time. Like, how many times have we done liberating prayer? So fortunate to have this beautiful prayer. But we know once we have it memorized, or at least memorized as long as the music's going, right? Right? Then what can happen is our mouth can be saying all of the words perfectly, and yet our mind is wandering all over samsara, right? And so we're kind of there for the first line, O Blessed One Shakyamuni Buddha. And then our mind's off. And then we check back in, May all suffering quickly cease. And it's like, like that. And like all of those verses in between. Like our mouth was saying the words, but our mind was not engaged. I think Venerable Geshe-la said in Tibet they call this like chude, something like this. Yeah, he said bad habit. So, Venerable Geshe-la gives us a beautiful analogy and some advice. We need to not develop this bad habit, or if we have, then we can gradually reduce it through our determination. Okay, so then Venerable Geshe said, we will never make any progress because distractions are the enemy of our Dharma practice. Reciting, contemplating, and meditating will have no function if we keep this enemy of distraction in our heart. Okay? The distractions are not just innocent conceptual thoughts. They are our main enemy. And our human life is quickly going by. So I am sincerely saying that we should do all these practices without distraction. And then Venerable Geshe-la gave a really beautiful analogy, and I'm very grateful because the weather really cooperated for this. Sorry for the campers, sorry. I do hope everyone was able to stay somewhat dry, you know? Or at least with a happy mind. Okay, so Venerable Geshe said, for example, our mind is like the sky, okay? And distractions are like clouds. Our Dharma practice is like the sun that eliminates the inner darkness of ignorance from our mind. Through studying and practicing Dharma, which include, of course, contemplation, meditation, reciting prayers, and so forth, through studying and practicing Dharma, we can eliminate this inner darkness of ignorance or confusion and make everything clear. However, if the sky of our mind is covered by the clouds of delusion, if our mind is covered by the clouds of distraction, the sun of our Dharma practice cannot function. Okay? Even if we're sitting in meditation and so forth. Okay? So we can't expect perfection right away, to never be distracted, but we need to have a strong determination, okay, to control our distractions, not allow them, and gradually improve. Therefore, we must apply effort to be free from distractions whenever we engage in reciting prayers, contemplating, and meditating. Please keep this request in your heart. This is practical encouragement from me. With distraction, we will achieve nothing. Even in our ordinary job, if we are distracted, we will quickly make mistakes. So, of course, we need single-pointed concentration to develop our internal mental capacity. Okay, so we need single-pointed concentration. Yeah, so we know even in our mundane activities, if we're distracted, we just waste time and make mistakes. Right? And nobody wants this. Nobody wants to waste time and make mistakes. But we need to have a determination to stop our mind wandering to other objects and try to keep it focused on the meaning of the prayers as we're reciting them, and then on the actual objects of meditation, to the best of our ability, and gradually improve. Okay, until finally we've completely removed this enemy of distraction from our mind. And then Venerable Geshe gave this, I find this really encouraging. When you recite sadhanas, you should concentrate single-pointedly. In reality, you don't need to think much. Good. You don't need to think much. If you always follow the meaning of what the sadhana says single-pointedly, then I promise that you do not need to do other things because you will naturally become familiar with the meaning. Okay? This is all we need to do. Okay? But I think we need a determination to do this. If our mind's not determined, then it will just, the old bad habits come. Right? Our mind needs to be empowered, yes, by our guru's blessings, but also by our own determination. Right? So we can think, for example, like next time we're doing our prayers, liberating prayer even, or when we do blissful path and so forth, we think, I must completely forget other things and concentrate single-pointedly on the meaning of the prayers. Something like this. Okay? We want to completely forget everything else. Okay? And concentrate on the meaning of the prayers through the power of our own determination. Okay, so then, and then determination is mental action, mental karma. So every time we make that determination, we're creating the cause to experience that result in the future. And that present virtuous action of making that determination, it's creating the cause to experience that in the future. So that's, it's creating what Venerable Geshe called new merit for the future, but it's also acting as a condition to cause old merit to ripen now. Okay, so to the extent we've made determinations like this in the past, and other virtuous actions, it'll help that to ripen, and gradually our concentration, our distractions will reduce, our concentration gets better, 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 until single-pointed, completely absorbing into the meaning of the sadhana. If you always follow the meaning of what the sadhana says single-pointedly, then I promise that you do not need to do other things, because you will naturally become familiar with the meaning. You will then be able to maintain the experience of this clear understanding throughout your daily activities. Wow. Eh? Because we've been single-pointed in our practice, then that experience stays with us out of meditation. Then you'll be able to maintain the experience of this clear understanding throughout your daily activities, and through this you can solve all your normal problems and maintain a peaceful mind all the time. This, in this way, you can make yourself happy all the time, and also help others.